Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, are you having a problem with mindset, action, delegation, elimination, or automation? Those are the biggest blocks that I see in so many of the coaching clients that I have. And when you have these three next things in place, you can overcome them. And when you overcome them, you can be like my coaching client, Bruce Storrs, who's the owner of the North County School of Driving. That's right. I teach driver's ed teachers in order how to build their business. It's not just fitness coaches. It's not just real estate agents. It's not just online coaches, but it is people in every type of brick and mortar business. And what Bruce said is that the business coaching and sales strategies that I gave him helped him hit a record revenue of $28,000 in a month. That's right, in a month. And I've helped him become a better leader and work fewer hours and given him the networking strategies. So he says, thank you. And it's all because of the three things that I'm going to teach you today: productivity, leadership, and focus. Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, here to give you on this episode of Early to Rise Radio the mindset hacks and strategies to excel in each one of those areas. Because if you are struggling, I can't even say my word that I came up with because I couldn't say words. It's struggling. If you are stuck and struggling, that's right. Stuck and struggling equals struggling, where you're kind of spinning your wheels. You've been successful. Maybe you've hit $100,000 in a year. Maybe you've hit $1 million in a year. Maybe you're like Bruce, who's kind of in the middle there. He's about $300,000 in a year. But listen, if you are stuck and struggling, I want you to understand that if you never, ever give up on what is important to you, you will have massive breakthroughs from the ideas that I share in today's show. And Early to Rise Radio, the show that you're listening to right now, is ad-free, and it's totally free because it's brought to you by my game-changing books, and I have three of them. The first one is the one that I want you to start with, The Perfect Day Formula, how to own your day and control your life, really get that focus, and that will help you dominate in business and in life. And you can get a free copy of that at freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. All right, so let's jump into why you feel frustrated. Why you feel frustrated in life. And listen, it's a common theme. You're not the only person who has ever felt frustrated. And I'm not the only person who's felt frustrated along with you, because I've felt frustrated in many areas. But let's take a look at some of the most successful people in the world today who were no doubt frustrated at one point in their life. I mean, my client Bruce was frustrated when he came to me. That's why you go to a coach. But The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the man who charges over $20 million per movie and who works hard as heck. Well, there's no doubt that he was frustrated when he was cut from the CFL, the Canadian Football League. He didn't even get a tryout in the NFL. He went to the Canadian Football League, to the Calgary Stampeders, very close to where I live now in Vancouver. That was in 1995. And he returned home after being cut by the team with just $7 in his pocket. So $7 in his pocket to his parents' basement. $7. And he used that $7 embarrassment to fuel his dreams that have become an empire today. So if you don't follow The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, if you've never seen one of his movies, you might not know that his entertainment company, his production company, is called $7 Entertainment. All right, so he turned that pain into profit. He turned that pain into something better, the bitter into better, the bad into better. And we need to do the same. When we are frustrated and we go home with our tail between our legs, whether it's in a relationship or whether it's when we go to the doctor and he tells us we're not as healthy as we want to be, or if we're in business or in our job, our career, listen, we're all going to get to the point where we have a bit of $7 embarrassment, and that's okay. We're going to use that frustration to fuel the fire of success. Here's another person that did it, Oprah Winfrey. She was very frustrated with her first TV job in Tennessee, where she saw no chance of promotion, okay? She was looked down upon. She had a tough life, obviously, to even overcome to get there. And so she decided that in Tennessee, where they were not giving her respect, that she had to leave. And so she left for Chicago. and built that brighter future and big empire. So Oprah was frustrated. Oprah, who goes around the world helping people become less frustrated, Oprah was frustrated too. Now, there's another person, and I could go on, but I'm just going to give you one more here. Elon Musk was frustrated when, in late 2008, on Christmas Eve, nonetheless, he had to sell his private jet. Well, on Christmas Eve, he had already sold his private jet, and he was on the verge of bankruptcy in 2008. And he had, remember, this is a guy who had $110 million, and he was almost bankrupt. So he had invested $110 million of his own money into a then-failing Tesla, SpaceX, and SolarCity. And it was only a last-minute deal from NASA on Christmas Eve that saved him. Otherwise, man, he'd still be flying Southwest. He talks about that in the book, Elon Musk, by Ashley Vance. He talks about how he had to sell the private plane and fly on Southwest, and now he flies private rockets into space, okay? So listen, we all go from frustrated and feeling like a failure to fueling the fire and being successful. I'll give you one more example, and this is not a famous person yet, but the woman's name is Stacey Copus, and she's from Australia. She's a keynote speaker, and she speaks about resilience to large corporations. And here's the thing, is that Stacey, she's not just another rah-rah speaker. She is someone who, like, you've probably heard about, or maybe you know somebody who suffered this same fate. She was a teenager, dove into a pool, broke her neck. She's paralyzed from the waist down. And today she's a speaker that speaks about the resilience of overcoming that and translates it into lessons for corporations, for people like you and I. And so Stacey sent me a message. She said, Craig, you know, the year before I was frustrated. And then since your coaching, it's helped my speaking business have a record year. She's booking more and better keynote speeches, meeting more people, and even working less. And, you know, Stacey's like, she's an elite athlete in the Paralympics. She's not in the Paralympics, but, you know, those activities. And so she's training now in an F45. So everybody, you've probably heard of F45. It's a regular gym. And she goes to it and does the workouts there. She's really excited for the year ahead. She's used my sales and marketing strategies. And she gets the accountability emails from me every week that only my paid coaching clients get. And they fire her up. And she's looking forward to 2020 being her best year ever. And I want the same for you, okay? You can turn pain into promise. You can turn frustration into fuel. So yes, into every life, including yours, including mine, a little frustration must fall. But here's the thing, a lot of our frustration is really self-induced. And why is it self-induced? Why do we say, oh, woe is me? It's because most of my frustrated clients, most of my frustrated readers, and probably you, you're not taking advantage of the accountability you have in life. And whether that is from an actual paid coach or from a mentor that you work with or has offered mentoring to you or your parents or your brother or your daughter or whoever is willing to act as accountability in your life, whether it's for your health and fitness goals or whether it's for your business goals or whether it's for writing that book, you're not taking advantage of the accountability that you have offered to you in life. That is a key failure point, but it is a key success secret when you take advantage of accountability. So when I finally started taking advantage of the accountability from my big brothers, as I like to call them, Matt Smith, Bedros Koulian, and Joel Marion, my life changed exponentially for the better. Now, I was also willing to do what most of my frustrated clients are not willing to do, which is the second point here, because most frustrated people are not getting out of their comfort zone and going to life-changing events and masterminds. So if you think that you're going to be a multimillionaire, but all you do is hang around people that make $40,000 a year, you're foolish. And if you think that you're going to be the strongest person in your gym, but you're already stronger than everybody else in the gym, well, sorry, you already are stronger than, if you're going to be like a 500-pound bench presser, you're going to be like super fast, or you're going to be the best soccer player or hockey player, you're going to run a sub 3-hour marathon, but everybody in your gym is, you know, just barely getting by and is pretty much overweight, well, you're not going to be in an environment that is going to be conducive to success. Now, most of my frustrated clients are also not sticking to the nutrition plan and therefore are losing hours and days to low energy crashes. It's very simple. And most of my clients, most of my readers, and maybe you, are not applying my discipline through subtraction technique. I've made videos about this on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. I've written articles about this. And discipline through subtraction means you don't have to be the world's most disciplined person. You don't have to be a Marine. You don't have to be a Navy SEAL. You don't have to endure pain. Instead, why don't you just subtract the stuff that causes you pain? Why don't you get rid of your phone when you're working? Why don't you remove Netflix from your television? Why don't you remove alcohol from your house? Why don't you get the potato chips out of the cupboard? Instead of trying to be disciplined and overcome them, if you don't have to fight that battle, you've already won it. So once you implement those four keys, you get accountability, you step outside of your comfort zone, you stick to your nutrition so you have more energy, and you apply discipline through subtraction, all of a sudden, your success becomes more automatic through automatic actions. Because like everything in life, frustration is a solvable problem, and it can be overcome. Now, to do that, you must tap into the resources at your fingertips. So let's go back to the diet dilemma. I have a coaching client of mine. His name is Aaron. He's a financial advisor. Crazy world he's living in right now. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. Plus, at holidays, people are always bringing junk in. And I said to him, Aaron, listen, you need to share your nutrition goals with people at the office. They are the ones who are going to hold you accountable by giving you a hard time if you eat something that's off your schedule. So if you say to them, hey, listen, I know you guys bring in donuts, but I'm trying to lose weight. Look at me. I'm 300 pounds. I'm worried that my kids won't have a father in 10 years. Like, if you guys are going to bring in donuts and shove them in my face, that makes, you know, that's on you. And, you know, you're hurting my kids. But I need your help, not just to not shove the stuff in my face, but I need you to charge me $20 every time you catch me eating something in the office kitchen. Okay, that's off my diet. And then now you have accountability. It just takes an adult conversation to have that accountability. And it's going to attract a few people to say, you know what, I'm sick of this stuff too. Let's make a commitment. I'll support you, you support me. And when you do stuff like that, that's how you attract great people into your world. And I did that back in 2011. I committed to not swearing in public or on stage. And I told over 150,000 people on my email list. And that made me turn pro and get really good at it. And within a few days, I stopped swearing. And now people are always apologizing to me saying, Craig, I'm sorry. I know you don't like swearing. It's not that I don't like swearing. I just decided not to swear. I'm swearing in my head all the time, having a good laugh about it too. But I'm not swearing when I'm on stage. I don't think that's necessary. I don't swear in front of my mother. I don't swear in front of business people. I just don't. And so if I can overcome that, you can overcome anything in your life. Now, during a coaching call with another client, I laid the hammer down. I'm always laying the hammer down. People come to me for no nonsense BS. I'm not a woo-woo guy. So if you're looking for a spiritual woo-woo coach, I'm not that person. I don't disrespect that approach. It's just not my approach. But if you're coming for discipline, accountability, straight to the point blueprints and marketing strategies, that's me. And so I lay the hammer down on coaching calls because that's what's necessary for your success. And I told him that I expected more from him because we both knew that he was capable of so much more. And I said, listen, Lloyd, you're successful in sales, but you're not successful in spending time with your kids. You're not successful in making more time for your health, and you're feeling like crap, and you're not sleeping much. And I said, you're going to stop working at this time. You're going to go to bed, and you're going to do this much exercise every day. And the next day after I said that to him, he said, Craig, after I call, I had family time. I put the kids to bed. I worked for 2 hours. I was in bed by 11 and I fell asleep by 11:30. Then I woke up at 6 and did a 30-minute workout. And I'm feeling great and ready to kick butt today. Thank you. That's from Lloyd, one of my mastermind members. Game changer. You mean he's going to stop being frustrated. He's going to crush the rest of 2020. So what about you? What about you? Listen, I'm all in on this too. Because I feel frustrated too, and this is a damaging admission. Here's one of the things I'm most frustrated with at this moment. It's that I'm not doing what I'm capable of. And you know what? To be honest with you, I hate the phrases that so many gurus say these days that give permission for people to be okay with feeling frustrated. You shouldn't be okay with feeling frustrated. That's why being frustrated makes you feel bad, because it's not good. And so listen, I don't like it when people are saying, oh, you're exactly where you're meant to be, or you are enough, or you're doing the best with what you've been given. If you're doing the best with what you've been given, would you feel frustrated? No, that's ridiculous. Like if somebody's sitting there on the couch, 400 pounds and eating pizza all day and playing Fortnite, are they doing the best with what they've been given? No, that's ridiculous. And so whether, you know, you're in the top 10 of your, at your career of sales in your company where there's 100 salespeople, it's okay to feel frustrated that you're not number one. I mean, if Usain Bolt was okay with, you know, running a 10.5 and being, you know, one of the top sprinters in Jamaica, and he wasn't frustrated that he wasn't breaking world records and he wasn't the top sprinter in the world or of all time, he wouldn't have trained as hard as he did. Frustration has to fuel the fire. Frustration fuels Elon Musk, fueled Oprah, fueled The Rock. And these are the people who are changing the world. And so you need to know what your level is that you're aiming for. And if you're not there, it's okay to feel frustrated because you can't use this BS cop-out excuses. If you're drinking too much and underperforming, that's not where you are meant to be. You are not enough and you're not doing the best with what you've been given. I don't understand that. I just don't understand how someone can say like, yo, you're doing you're exactly where you're meant to be if you're an alcoholic. That's not where you're meant to be. So you're meant to change that now. If you're not spending quality time with your spouse or kids because you're addicted to work and your phone, then you're not where you're meant to be. And you're not doing enough and you're not doing your best. And you shouldn't be happy with that. So let's cut the BS here and, you know, giving participant ribbons to everybody and get back on track. You don't deserve a participant ribbon for underperforming. You deserve an underperforming whatever, not a ribbon. Anyways, enough with the permission to be pathetic. It's time for a reality check. It's time to turn your frustration into fuel for your fire. Okay, so it's up to you to figure out like, okay, this is enough. Enough is enough. I'm changing things today. So I'll go back to my current frustration. The other day on Instagram, you know, I don't follow a lot of people and I only follow people that make me feel good. But sometimes even the guys who make me feel good make me feel bad. And so my friend Joel Marion made a post that caused my envy monster, which is my Achilles heel, to rear its ugly head. And Joel was down in Puerto Rico with Brendan Burchard, and they were at a mastermind where they were talking about how the people at the mastermind had generated 10 billion views, plus, you know, lots of New York Times bestsellers and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that was the total number of collective video and podcast views of all the attendees, 10 billion. Wow, that's amazing. Now, you know, I get 2,500 downloads of my show here, and Bedros and I get 10,000 downloads of our Empire podcast, and I have 15 million YouTube videos. But that's video views, but that's just not 15 million YouTube videos. That's a lot of videos. It's embarrassing in comparison because my messages are good and strong. And so I realize that I'm underperforming. I'm not envious of their success. I'm disappointed in my performance. That's really it. So it wasn't really the envy monster. It was more like the disappointed in myself. The frustration monster reared its ugly head. I know I can do more, be more, and achieve more and help more. Now, after I moped for a minute, I used what The Rock did. I used that frustration to fuel my fire, and I'm going all in and turning pro with my commitment to growth. So what about you? What about you? Are you going to turn pro? If you haven't read the book by Stephen Pressfield, get it, Turning Pro. Very short book. And we had a client, a guy named JR in one of our masterminds back in 2013 or 14 or 15 when we recommended this book, me and Bedros. And he was an alcoholic at the time and successful, but a successful alcoholic as, you know, some alcoholics can be. And he wasn't spending enough time with his kids. And he was, you know, he's very much like me. He was a socially anxious binge drinker. And, you know, this guy would black out at the age of, you know, 35. He, you know, I remember he missed a couple of mastermind meetings the second day because he drank so much the night before. And we gave him that book and he changed his life. He stopped drinking. He's grown a massive multi-million dollar company. Like it's just one decision to go from where you're not supposed to be to where you really are supposed to be and give up the BS excuses. So what about you? What about you? Are you ready to change? Are you ready to be more, do more, and achieve more, and help more so you can have more? If you're ready, listen, it's okay to feel frustrated for a moment. It's not okay to stay frustrated, to grow resentful, or to give up. Instead, turn the frustration into fuel for your future fire and freedom. Listen, yeah, we're supposed to feel grateful for clean drinking water and a roof overhead and blah, blah, blah. But I've tried to use that on clients. You know, I've been coaching for 15 years now, 25 years, if you include all the personal training. And I've said that to many times. Hey, listen, you got to lose 20 pounds, but you should be grateful that, you know, your kids are healthy. That just doesn't work. Our brains are not wired to have that be good enough. Okay. Yeah. We do feel grateful and we're like reminded the small things in life matter. But at the end of the day, that will not make your frustration go away. If you want to be a multimillionaire and you're not there, it's okay to be pissed off that you are not there. It's okay. It's okay to say, you know what? I am where I am. I got to accept that. And I got here because of the decisions I made. You have to accept that too. Personal responsibility is key. But it's okay to be like, I'm not happy with being here. I'm not totally fulfilled with being here. There's more. I'm capable of so much more. I've been given gifts and talents and I work hard. I just haven't unlocked the door to get to the next level. And if you use your frustration for good and you have a fire in your belly, then you're going to use that fuel for the fire. Now, another thing that will surprise you is that a lot of very successful people suffer from imposter syndrome. So we had another coaching client of mine, a guy named Robbie Blanchard. He's only 33 years old. And in the last 12 months, he sold over $5 million of his Facebook course. And he came to a mastermind that me and Bedros had as a very introverted CrossFit gym owner. Man, he started coaching with us in 2013. So he was mid-20s. And he came to us and we helped him realize like, hey, you're not going to be a schmoozer. You're not going to do affiliate launches and all that sort of stuff, but you can use Facebook ads. And Bedros and I coached him up. And today, Robbie's one of the top affiliates for health and fitness products. And he uses Facebook ads. And then people started encouraging him to create a course. And he did 2 years ago. And he didn't release that course for a year and a bit because he had imposter syndrome. Even though he was rated the number one affiliate on ClickBank, which is a marketplace online, he was the number one affiliate in this competition they had. Number one out of all the affiliates on ClickBank. He was number one because of his Facebook ads. And he still had imposter syndrome and didn't release his course. Now I have so many clients that use his course and are doing really well. And Robbie is just crushing it in life. And if you want his course, go to commissionheroes.com. Commissionheroes.com. It is a game changer for people. He has one client who is a flight attendant who retired. And the most she ever made as a flight attendant was $5,000 in a month. And she's already had a $10,000 month using Facebook ads. And she's over 60. Amazing. You got to go check out commissionheroes.com. Yeah. So here's the thing. Robbie completed the course 2 years ago, but waited way too long to release it because he didn't think he was good enough, even though he was number one in the world at what he did. That's the way that we think. And we have to overcome that imposter syndrome. So people get imposter syndrome because you discount what you are great at. Let me say that again. You discount what you are great at. Robbie thinks that Facebook ads are easy for everyone. I think that planning and preparation and seeing the easy, simple steps to grow your business should be clear to anybody. To dominate your days, to get more done, to be disciplined. Like, how is this not easy for everybody? To overcome the obstacles that are in your way, to constantly level up, to, you know, be accountable to somebody. I thought that was so easy. And, you know, when I started coaching people, I saw how, you know, kind of all over the place, a lot of people were. They're geniuses at certain things, whether it was copywriting or whether it was selling on the phone or whether it was running a gym or personal training or putting together workout programs or being an accountant. Sure, they were great at that, but they couldn't run a business. And so they didn't have clarity. They didn't have discipline. They didn't have strategy. They didn't have structure. And because all of those things come so easy to me, I discounted my greatness. And even when I started my coaching programs, I was like, I don't understand why people need this, even though so many people wanted it. And then after working with a lot of people, I got it. So if you think about all the money that both Robbie and myself left on the table because of imposter syndrome, I want you to think about all the money that you're leaving on the table too, if you're taking your sweet time to get things done, or if you're not doing something because you like, hey, listen, somebody's going to criticize me. Oh my goodness, stop holding back. One of my clients, Maddie Fryer, who's one of our mindset coaches, she says, every day you are holding back, someone out there is crying themselves to sleep because they don't have your solution. Whether it is, you know, tax help, or whether it is a fitness program, or whether it is a book on overcoming anxiety like I've written, or a sales training program, because you just aren't sure if you're good enough. Well, people are really hurting, especially in this day and age. So I had this new client, a guy named Mark Evans, and he came to me. He's doing about 5K a month with his sales program, and I just ramped him up big time. So here's what Mark said. Craig, your coaching has helped boost my sales consulting business to over $17,000 a month in sales, and we're growing every month. I mean, he has really great advice, and he's got a really good hook on what he's doing. Mark is doing awesome. And all the introductions I gave him to new clients were huge. That's one of the easiest things I can do, is introduce good people to new clients. And the accountability and advice, he says, have been game changers. And you've also helped me become a better leader, because if you're not a great leader, you're going to end up being a worker in your business forever. So stop being a selfish imposter and stop sacrificing your greatness, and instead step into it. So you're probably wondering, well, how the heck do I stop doing other things so that I can get ahead on important matters? And this is what I love to do. I love to come along, and this is like another level of these mindset hacks. I love to give you permission to stop doing things. There's a mentor of mine, and he says every day he wakes up and he thinks strategically about what not to do that day. This guy is a genius. They made a TV show called Scorpion about him, and I was just reviewing his webinar the other day, and he said, again, I wake up in the morning and I strategically think about what not to do. What not to do. So for example, I have some clients who are really frustrated that they can't get clients on Instagram. They coach martial arts schools to grow. And I'm like, you have a webinar, you have Facebook ads, you have all this stuff that's working pretty well, and you're spending 10 hours a week trying to make Instagram work. Well, stop that and go back and spend those extra 10 hours on your strengths. I'm a really big fan of the book Strength Finders 2.0. And in that book, or another book, is Now Discover Your Strengths by Marcus Buckingham and Donald O'Clifton, who put together the Strength Finders test. And they say, listen, let go of your weaknesses and focus on your strengths, okay? Steve Jobs wasn't sitting around, you know, putting this stuff into the iPhone. No, his strengths were elsewhere, and you must be that way too. So if you can't figure out Instagram, or if you don't want to do YouTube videos and you're getting leads from other sources, stop wasting time doing stuff you hate and go and do what works. Double down, triple down, quadruple down on what works, and give up what doesn't work. Find somebody else who to do that for you. Another person wanted to write a book, and I said, well, you don't have an audience. You don't know how to sell or market, and you're going to spend all this time writing a book, and you don't even know how to put together a good outline for a book. So why would you spend all this time writing a book? It's a horrible idea for you right now. Focus instead on growing your business and building up your experience so that one day you'll have more content and stories for a much better book and an audience. And an audience. A lot of people want to get their following from Facebook and Instagram over to their email list, or to build an email list, because they heard that building an email list is still important, which it is. But if you have no email marketing skills, why would you want to move somebody from Instagram, where you have skills, over to a place where you don't have skills? It doesn't make sense. So you have to strategically do the right things for your business. You also have to strategically do the right things for your personal life. If you are cooking every meal, running every errand, doing every load of laundry, and cleaning every bathroom, editing every video, this is not what you were put here on earth to do. It's time for you to be ruthless about delegation, elimination, and automation. And if you're a course junkie and buying a new product every week, stop the info intake. Go on an info diet and start taking action on the information you have now. You don't need to be a world-class digital marketer to run a business, okay? You just need to know enough, and then you need to find great people to come in and do the work. And then finally, another thing that people are wasting their time on is that they're wasting their early morning hours on busy work. was talking to a client today and they're like, yeah, I get up and I plan my day in the morning. No, you can't plan your day in the morning. You are already too late. You got to plan your day the night before, because in the morning you have the greatest willpower, discipline, and intention. You have to eat that frog and do the hardest, most valuable work first thing in the morning. And that's probably drumming up business, doing the reach outs, the contacts, scheduling the sales calls, practicing your sales script, writing the webinar script, crafting your email copy, writing the sales letters. This is the time of day that's magic for money making and will move mountains in your life. And so if you can't get on the phone until 10 o'clock in the morning for sales calls, you could be practicing your sales calls first thing in the morning. Whatever it is that will generate more income into your business, you need to do it first thing in the morning. And when you do that, you will have huge, huge breakthroughs. So I have a client, a guy named Rusty Koss. He runs a clothing company, Made in America clothing company down in South Carolina. And he said, Craig, your coaching has boosted my clothing manufacturing business during a time of disruption in the retail market. You helped direct our company to take advantage of this. All right. And what did I help him do? I helped him push more time to sales. I helped him improve his leadership so that he can manage his sales team. And maybe leadership is the thing that you need to work on first thing in the morning. But if you're getting sucked into client demands, if you're working in the business, not on the business, you are going to be hurting yourself. So here's another example. A client of mine asked, Craig, I get too many emails. What am I going to do? It's killing me, stopping me from working on revenue generating activity. And if we go to Ready, Fire, Aim by Mark Ford, my mentor, who wrote it under the name Michael Masterson to make things a little bit confusing, he says 80% of your time must be spent selling. That's the new 80-20 rule. 80% of your time must be spent selling, 20% delivering until you hit that $1 million mark. Because selling and selling and selling will help you figure out the processes and systems to grow your revenue and also get the product in the hands of many customers so that they can give you feedback. But if you don't get feedback from customers on the sales cycle, on what works and what doesn't, or on the product and how it works and how it could be improved, you're just going to be spinning your wheels and you're going to be stuck with no money and it's going to hurt. Now back to the email. If you need to spend more time selling and all you do is spend your time in email, understand that you get back what you put out. You get back what you put out. Read that again, okay? And just understand that if you're sending a ton of emails, that's why you get a lot of emails. Every time you send out an email, you're probably going to get one back. So reply less. If it's not mandatory for you to reply to that email, don't send an email out. If you do send an email and you don't need somebody to reply back to you, just say, hey, no need to reply to this email. It'll save you time. If you can consolidate a bunch of replies into one email to one person, do that. Again, you're getting fewer and fewer emails. And just wait. Understand that most things can be figured out by other people and you don't have to get involved. Unless it's an emergency, give it a couple hours. And really, again, train people not to reply to you, so that you don't have to reply to them. And a lot of this comes down to elevating your status. If you were the president of a company or if you were the president of the country and someone emailed you, they wouldn't expect you to get back to them right away. So train people. Don't expect, get them to expect an email right away from you if you don't want it that way. So all of those things will help you to make more time, make more money, have more success. Those are mindset hacks that help you move faster and dominate in business and in life to overcome the anxiety. Because as you know, my phrase, action beats anxiety, work beats worry, motion beats meditation. Now, I may have messed it up because it's action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, work beats worry, but still it is a game changer for people. And I want you to take action. Now, here's the thing. Why aren't we taking action? And it comes down to the last thing I want to teach you in this show, which is the secret ingredient to the secret ingredient of success. We all know that the accountability is so key because all that information is out there for free on YouTube, right? If you want to change a toilet, if you want to get great at sales, if you want to become a great copywriter, all you have to do is go to YouTube and type in how to write copy, how to write sales copy, how to do phone sales, how to overcome objections, all that stuff. There's videos from everybody out there. But why aren't you taking action on it? Why aren't you and I taking action? Why aren't we taking action? It's because we don't have accountability. Accountability makes you take action in life. But of course, there's two types of accountability that really, really work. One is public accountability. So this is you going to your Instagram page, your Facebook page, your email list, your YouTube channel, and telling people, here's what I'm going to do. Now, in my first book, The Perfect Day Formula, I told the world that I stopped swearing, and I told the world that I had a vision of moving ahead to find the love of my life. And the deadline was 2020. This year. But it was last year when I really was like, oh my gosh, I cannot not follow through. And so I pushed harder and harder and did so many things outside of my comfort zone and asked for help. And sure enough, I broke through. Now I've moved to Vancouver with this beautiful woman, Michelle. And so here's the thing. Regular accountability is not enough. Public accountability is one way to get it. And then the next way to get higher level accountability is to be accountable to somebody that you deeply do not want to disappoint. Be accountable to somebody you deeply do not want to disappoint. And for me, that was my big brothers, Joel Marion, Matt Smith, Bedros Gulian. When I had them in my lives, they helped me move mountains because I didn't want my big brothers to be disappointed in me. If I said that I was going to do better on stage at my event, great. Great. I got to go and do better on stage. That meant I had to do more practice, more training in order to get my presentations down because they were in the audience watching. And if they saw me underperforming, they would look at me with that stink eye and I would not like it. You know, letting somebody down, it was more painful than like, you know, I could have owed somebody $500, but that $500 didn't mean anything. But the reputation and commitment I have with my friends means so much more. So they helped me move mountains. That led to a better business, more money, more clients, living my purpose and never quitting on my vision, which led me to doing a bunch of uncomfortable things, including asking my friend Vanessa for introductions, which led to me meeting Michelle. So it was only because I was accountable to people that I deeply did not want to disappoint through these mindset hacks that I was able to finally break through. So if you're struggling, if you're on the bubble, if you're on the verge of success and sick and tired of being on the outside looking in, get accountability to a coach or mentor or mother or father or partner or child or friend, someone you deeply do not want to disappoint. Not enough people know this secret. So please share this podcast with people today. Please, please share this one. All right. You're in the right place. You're here with the right people, and we're going to help you get success. We're going to help you have your best year ever, even in these scary times. We're going to help you break through. So if you want the accountability, if you want the structure, if you want the systems, if you need the discipline, if you need the path, if you need to overcome imposter syndrome, whatever it is, this episode needs to be listened to again, and you need to share it with your friends. So let me know if you agree. How was today's show? Let me know on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com. And then head over to iTunes and give us a review and a 5-star ranking because life is too short to not go after what you want. And now the cool thing is, as much as Joel and Matt and Bedros have been coaches to me, I've been coaches to them. And I've been coaches to other people who I hold myself accountable to, like Vince Del Monte and Isabel de los Rios and Shanda Sumter and Sharon Srivatsa, all amazing people. And what they did is, in addition to being mentors to me, I was a mentor to them. I've helped coach them to get more done, make more money, and live the life of their dreams. And so they realized that life is too short to not go after what they want. And if you agree with that, here's what you're going to do next. I want you to go to theballantinemethod.com/call. Theballantinemethod.com/call. Or, you know, contact us through the social media and the email I mentioned before. But if you go to that website, you'll be able to book a free call with my top coach, Ron. He'll give you a little bit of help, and he'll then help you get the next steps to see if we give you the accountability, see how we can help you, to see how we can help you overcome the imposter syndrome. If you are ready to get to the next, all capitals, next level in life, then go to theballantinemethod.com/call, and we'll help you out. This is what we were born to do. And we believe in you. It's time for you to believe in you too.